Hello, this is Shlomo, and this is Gondwana Sound.
Gondwana Sound
を聞いています。
About now, you're in tune to the Bone Champion Sounds of the Gondwana Sound. I'm Andob, that is a love and respect from the mighty sounds of the Zion Trade. Do it, Jah!
It's a wide range of music. You're not in a box where, you know, like the normal music you listen at home. It's just such a big variety, and it's such a big opportunity to listen to such good groups from around the world.
Hello, however and wherever you're listening, I hope all is well in your world, and welcome to another Round the World music adventure with me, Jill Turner. We call it Gondwana Sound, and we're continuing our look back at the musical highlights of 2010. So many that even with this second part, I fear we're going to have to leave so much out. But keep checking the website, all the W's, gondwanasound.co.uk, because everything we can't squeeze into an hour of music will put on the website. You can also have a look at some of the archive broadcasts and listen to those as well. Well, we finished our first part, the best of 2010, with Ebo Taylor on the Strut label, and it's with Strut we stay for the opener to our second part. They came out with a phenomenal series of three CDs looking at South African music in the 60s and 70s, taking us on a journey through Township Jive, South African soul, funk, plenty of Hammond orchestras, and through to some of the mighty names in South African jazz, proving that there was more to this country than football in 2010. So from the first in the series, next stop Soweto, some township sounds from the golden age of Mapanganga. Dance along to this one and enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, Fermented Maize is the inspiration for that music here on Gondwana Sound. It is, of course, Los Walkers, one of the 14 groups appearing on the Roots of Chicha 2, a compilation by Oliver Conan, which made it into the F Roots Critics Poll shortlist for Album of the Year, a title eventually awarded to Bellowhead for Hedonism. And chicha is, of course, that drink. I'm looking at the album cover. It's very cloudy and murky with a frothy head. It looks completely lethal. But chicha, the fermented maize drink, is the inspiration for, I suppose, much of that kind of psychedelic cumbia music from Peru. And before that, we had a track from Next Stop Soweto, part of a triple series of CDs looking at the music of South Africa in the 60s and 70s. And that's out on the Strut label, a great compilation of 2010. If you've just joined us, you're on a Gondwana Sound round the world music adventure, broadcasting from the heart of Sheffield, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and going out around the world on all the W's, sheffieldlive.org, and on Radio Groovalization. We're continuing to look at our musical highlights of 2010, a year that saw some excellent compilations. So we'll continue on that theme with a track from Chris Wallbank's Indigenous Matter. Field recordings from the early 80s, before the term world music was coined. Chris was out there, one of the pioneers of digital recording, and with limitless energy and enthusiasm recorded sounds that just excited him and turned him on. He didn't label them, he didn't have a name for them, but he just loved the music. And some of the treasures from his archives are now being released on the new In the Woods label. And they do what the label name says. They've got a head office. It's an international caravan. It's in the middle of some bluebell woods in deepest Surrey. And this is a cut from the album, the Benue State Council for Arts and Culture, a track entitled Rise Up Africa.
Thank you.
نظر به خوب رویان گر حرام است گناهگر این با تات کدام است صوفیان مستند و زاید بی خبر از کی پرسم من رای می خان را رای می خان و مسجد کدام است رای مسجد کدام است که یار دو برمانه موسیقی حرام است که یار دو برمانه موسیقی حرام است که یار دو برمانه موسیقی حرام است رهی میخوان او مسجد
Well, the contemporary sound of Afghanistan 2010 with the Ahmad Sham Sufi Qawwali Group, part of another notable compilation for World Music Network, The Rough Guide to the Music of Afghanistan, compiled by Simon Broughton, who directed the film Breaking the Silence. And indeed, many of the tracks on the album appear on the soundtrack to that film. And you can listen to a special piece on the website. Go to the Encounters section, a special interview with Simon Broughton about the music of Afghanistan. And so many artists and musicians suffered under the various regimes of Afghanistan. And it's absolutely moving to be able to listen to its soul and music, such as the Qawwali group there. And it reminds me of another memorable musical moment for 2010, the Transcender Weekend at the Barbican, where the frame drum took centre stage. Various players were sort of, I think it'd probably be wrong to say they were showboating, but they were just displaying the most magnificent percussion playing. And what you can do with a piece of skin stretched over a circular wooden frame and fast-moving fingers was just magnificent. There were also some stunning performances from Ali Kasimov and his daughter, a concert from Homayoun Saki, the virtuoso Afghan rubab player, but nothing beat the sheer magic of Titi Robin and Faiz Ali Faiz.
Chambe di booty mere murshad man vich lai अंदर बूटी मुश्क मचाया जां फूलन ते आई हूं नफी असबात दा पानी मिलया हर रगे हर जाई हू जीवे Thank you. دریا سمندر ڈونگے دل دریا سمندر ڈونگے اتے کون دلا دیا جانے وچے بیڑے وچے چھیڑے وچے ونج مہانے چودہ طبق دلے دے اندر اتے تمبو وانگوں تانے دل دا محرم ہووے دل دا محرم ہووے باہو سوئی رمز پچھانے
From their album Jadu on the Accord Croisé label, Titi Robin, Fais Ali Fais, and how lucky were we to be at the premiere of their performance in the UK. And hopefully they'll be back and perform on many more stages here in the UK. Watch out for them, it was just absolutely tremendous. You're on a round the world music adventure, it's called Gondwana Sound. Don't forget to check the website for background information, new releases and reviews. And as we continue to look at our highlights of 2010, we'll turn back now to WOMAD and some of the performances from this year's festival. It's so huge now, spanning 4 days really, and it's impossible to get to hear and see everything at the festival, and particularly when your sleep gets broken by some thudding bass at 4 in the morning. Energy levels aren't going to be at the best the next day. But anyway, here's some of the memories that stick in our mind. wonderful Calypso Rose, and you can read a review of her performance at WOMAD on the website gondwanasound.co.uk. A very, very cheeky octogenarian. I don't know if you were at her performance at WOMAD, but she said some very, very naughty, shocking things. At the same time Calypso Rose was performing at the Siam stage, Sheffield's Rafiki Jazz had their WOMAD debut on the Radio 3 stage in the Arboretum. And here they are with what has become an anthemic tune. Everyone has the right in this world to live their own lives, to seek knowledge and come up with their own conclusions. The very catchy Mingi Mingi, written by Mim Suleiman.
Nivitendo vya ujana, nivitendo vya maisha.
Very catchy Mingi Mingi from Rafiki Jazz, and that's on their album More Big Music from over there, published by Kony Music, and they were delighting the audiences down in the Arboretum at WOMAD this year. And Min was to pop up again, this time on the Siam stage with Justin and Julde. And here's what the crowd thought.
I thought she was fantastic. I think she added so much to performance. She was fun to watch. She was brilliant, amazing voice. Really liked it, very enjoyable.
And she's just an amazing dancer, and I just wish there was a workshop where I could learn to dance like that, because she's just fantastic.
I really liked it, really good at moving and stuff. Well done. I thought it was just wonderful. I feel privileged to have heard it. It was an incredible atmosphere, and it was very special to see them receiving a very well-deserved award. It was brilliant.
Thank you. Hillman on backing vocals, extra backing singer Simon Broughton, the great Filani Cuccinero, Mr. Jose Cabra, and myself, Justin Adams, thank you so much. From two very different traditions playing incredibly organically together. I'm Simon Broughton from Songlines, and I'm here because Justin and Jolde have won the Cross Cultural Collaboration Award from Songlines magazine. And I think after that set you can understand why. Now, and to present the award, I'm very, very honoured to introduce someone who's behind Real World Records, who released the last album of Justin and Jolde, and many other cross-cultural recordings, and the man who's also behind this whole festival itself that brings us all together with these amazing musicians from around the world. So I'm really delighted to introduce Peter Gabriel.
Thank you. After all these investigations into our DNA, as Archbishop Tutu is always reminding us, we're all Africans, really. And you can hear that extraordinarily clearly in the magical and mesmerizing music of Justin Adams and Jolde Camara. We're very proud to have them working with us in Real World. And in lots of ways, they are the spirit of WOMAD, and it gives me enormous pleasure to give them the Songlines Music Award for cross-cultural collaboration.
To get an award from someone who we admire so much and who's done such a lot in so many ways for so many musicians and music and people who love music all over the world. I can't believe sometimes when I'm at Real World Studios I just think, this is incredible what this guy has done. And so anyway, that's one thing. And just very quickly to thank you so much for the record that we made and the past 3 years of touring that we've done. We've had incredible support from my family, Mandy, Joe, Lily, David James, management, David Flower and George at Sasa, everybody at Real World, Tim Oliver, who mixed the record and sounds amazing, the drummer on the record, Salah Dawson-Miller, from the support, Songlines and F-Roots, and never forgetting Charlie Gillett, who helped us out in so many ways. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again. Big surprise for me again. Yeah, 2008 for Soul Sign, they make me surprise, and this one too. I like that. We went to Nima on no pere. We went to Nima on no pere. Kalakanja mi kumami hala in the mood. Kala rokiri mi ko mami hala inde modon de ko on jamare ji hindibe wana so line wana airport guardian newspaper promoters managers and Duncan Noble, my manager, my best friend in Hackney, and also my best friend support Charlie Glenn Ndesam. Oh, Allah, what? I thank you so much. Thank you for support.
Justin and Julda with a smoking performance at WOMAD, and every inch deserving their Songlines Music Award that they received from Peter Gabriel. And who could forget the other Songlines Award winners, Staff Bender Bilili, who were presented with their award by Robin Denslow. They passed it amongst the band members, each time holding it aloft, each time the audience were really cheering and they were just beaming all over their faces. And if you've seen the film Bender Bilili, then you'll fully appreciate why there was just such an amazing atmosphere. The film shows extraordinary scenes of courage and determination, and the night before they flew to Europe for a big series of breakthrough concerts, they were still sleeping on the streets of Kinshasa, lying on cardboard, I kid you not. And for some members of the band, their international recognition now means that they can buy a proper bed to sleep on. Absolutely unbelievable. So let's listen to Staff Bender Bilili from their album Tre Tre Fort out on Crammed. This is Moziki.
Mama,
stuff, Bender Bilili on Gondwana Sound. And what a tremendous year for music it's been in 2010. But it's also been a year that saw the loss of the marvellous Charlie Gillett, the axing of two radio broadcasts as well on the BBC airwaves, DJ Ritu's A World in London and BBC Derbyshire's Folk Waves. There's also been the announcement by HMV that they're going to be closing 60 stores, an indication of the pressure that they're under with reduced CD sales. And also under pressure from the internet is print media. And on a positive note, Ian Anderson and the whole F-Roots magazine crew received a Womex 10 award this year for professionalism. Well, that more or less concludes this week's Round the World music adventure, one that we call Gondwana Sound. Thank you for listening. Stay with us for the whole of 2011. You can catch the live broadcast every Friday morning from 9 till 10 in the morning on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Also going out around the world, all the W's, sheffieldlive.org. You can catch the podcast on Radio Groovalization. You can see that logo on our website. Do check the Gondwana Sound website regularly for news, reviews and updates. That's all the W's, gondwanasound.co.uk. Well, that just leaves me to say thank you for listening. Stick with us in 2011. And as always, one love to the music makers, one love to the peacemakers. May peace be with you. And I'm going to leave you with a special track with special memories. They were part of the African Soul Rebels tour in 2010, but more importantly, they were the first African band that my son danced to in my arms at the age of 7 months. It is, of course, Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Cotonou. Enjoy this one. Have a good dance. See you next week. See you for the whole of 2011, every Friday, live, 9 till 10, Sheffield Live 93.2. Wow.
Gondwana Sound.
Gondwana Sound.
Gondwana Sound.
Gondwana Sound.
Gondwana Sound を聞いています。